Border crossings this month are on track to be the lowest in at least 25 years. And if the trend continues, migrant crossings could reach a 60-year low. The New York Post has obtained leaked customs and border protection data on illegal border crossings. And according to the numbers, so far in February, a daily average of 359 migrants have been caught crossing the southern border. For comparison, this time last year, that number was 4,850 migrants a day. That's a 90% decrease, according to the current data available. The executive director at the Center for Immigration Studies telling the Post, it's the lowest the U.S. has seen in almost a lifetime, suggesting if the numbers remain at this level, we could see lows not recorded since 1968. Numbers have been tapering off from the record highs recorded under the Biden administration since last June, when former President Biden signed executive action limiting the number of asylum requests permitted per month. But that gradual decrease has since taken a dramatic drop since President Trump won the election, with November seeing the lowest levels in 4 years and even lower levels following his inauguration. One of Trump's top issues on the campaign trail was immigration, and it's been a priority for the new administration with executive actions and new border security policies being implemented in his first few days. A national emergency was declared. Biden-era policies like catch and release were rescinded. Thousands of U.S. service members and military equipment has been deployed to the southern border. Under Trump's border, Czar Tom Homan, more than 11,000 arrests were made in the first 18 days, with deportation flights also underway. And Trump's tariff strategies against Mexico and Canada have resulted in both border nations committing to ramping up their own resources to deter illegal crossings and drug smuggling. The leaked CBP data is only from February 1st through the 11th of this month. But if things hold at current rates over the next 2 weeks, then the Trump administration will likely tout the data as an early success.